Okay, good evening, everyone. We are going to, Bez Hashem, continue with the halachos of preparing for Shabbos. There is a mitzvah to wash your whole body for Shabbos. This is a mitzvah that's brought in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Samach, that it is a mitzvah to wash your whole body in honor of Shabbos, and this has to be with hot water. A person does not fulfill this mitzvah with cold water. And as mentioned, it should be the whole body. If a person is in a situation where they do not have time to wash their whole body for Shabbos with hot water, or a person doesn't have water, they're, let's say, in camp, on a school trip, or some houses in the winter run out of hot water, and it's impossible to shower like that. So then, b'di'eved, we say a person can do just their face and their hands, trying with a little bit of the hot water that they have. But that is definitely a mitzvah in the Shulchan Aruch to prepare for Shabbos by washing your entire body with hot water. And usually that's with a shower. That is in the honor of Shabbos. If one would blow dry their hair, let's say a single girl will blow dry their hair in order to greet somebody special, then also for Shabbos. It shouldn't be any less than that, because greeting the Shabbos Malka, Shulchan Aruch says, you should greet them, greet the Shabbos, the Shabbos Queen, like you are greeting a special person. I can't get involved as far as every single situation, as far as wearing a snood or a shetel or things like that by the Suda. Sometimes a woman is totally wiped when they're coming into Shabbos. I'm not going to get into the details of that. I don't think that's possible to say a flat-out general rule. But the point is that the Shulchan Aruch is stressing to us that the Shabbos Queen should be greeted like somebody is greeting somebody special in a normal, regular, standard situation. Shulchan Aruch says also shampooing for Shabbos is a mitzvah. Shulchan Aruch says lochof, which we translate usually as shampooing for Shabbos, to be clean and special in honor of Shabbos. Preferably this should be done after chatzos, after midday, for the kavod of Shabbos, to make it more recognizable that it is for the honor of Shabbos. If it's not possible after midday, then of course somebody can do it earlier, but it's preferable to do after chatzos. In regards to the clothes somebody wears for Shabbos, there is a mitzvah to wear special clothes for Shabbos. That's also brought in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Samach Beis. And the Rama over there says that part of kavod Shabbos is to go straight from your washing, straight from your shower, let's say, straight into Big Day Shabbos. Like we said before, as far as what time you take a shower, things like that. But definitely the Rama tells us that it's special honor of Shabbos to go straight from your washing into Shabbos clothes. This can include a special Shabbos robe. And it's not proper to bring in Shabbos when someone is still in weekday clothes and then to change afterwards. Please do not quote me as saying it's forbidden or not allowed, or it's usher to bench licht in weekday clothes. I'm not saying such a strong expression like that, but I am pretty confident in saying that it's not proper. It's improper. My father says these things many times in public speeches, that it's not proper to bring in Shabbos in weekday clothing and then go afterwards and change. A person, again, I'm not saying that there isn't exceptions and the kids are crazy and things like that, but in a standard situation, a person should try as hard as possible to accept the Shabbos already in Shabbos clothes. This is not what I'm saying. This is what the Shulchan Aruch and the Rama are saying. Included in this is all items of clothing should be changed, should be clean, whether it's socks or undergarments, should be clean for Shabbos, even if those items are not Shabbos clothes per se, but they should be freshly washed. The rest of clothes, a person shouldn't wear those clothes during the week unless someone has a simcha, but it shouldn't just be nice casual for Shabbos. There should be Shabbos clothing. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us that this is true even if someone is alone for Shabbos or amongst Goyim. It's not for the onlookers. It's for ourselves that a person should dress like that for Shabbos. A person shouldn't change after they come home from shul in the morning, or if they take a nap in the afternoon so they put on pajamas. Doesn't mean a person should stay in pajamas the rest of Shabbos. A person should change again even if they're staying home and or they're, you know, wherever they're not going out, still a person should remain in Shabbos clothing once they come home from shul or after their nap. A person should remain on Shabbos in their Shabbos clothing. A person should set the table. The Shulchan Aruch says that the table should be set with a special tablecloth in honor of Shabbos. That's something I'm sure you all do. And it should be set even before the men come home from shul. The Mishnah Berurah says something that I'm sure you have heard before that when a man comes home from shul, he has two malachim, two angels that come with him, one good angel and one bad one. And if the angels, the malachim, they see the table set, then the good malach says it should be like this next week, and the bad malach is forced to say amen. And otherwise it's the opposite. The Mishnah Berurah tells us if the malachim come home and they see that the table is not set, and then everyone has to start putting together and they're not ready to accept the Shabbos meal and to start the Shabbos meal, then the bad malach says something, and then the good malach is forced to say amen. So that is important halachos in regards to cutting the nails for Shabbos and the haircuts like we discussed the past few shiurim, and as far as showering and the clothes for Shabbos and setting the table for Shabbos. And Bez Hashem, in the next year we've already learned the halachos of challah and hadlakas haner, so we'll go to other halachos in regards to kiddush and things like that. Once we mentioned something about malachim, about angels, I'll just tell you something interesting that we have in the siddur every morning. You're all familiar with the paragraph called Yigdal, and we discussed in the 46 shiurim on Hilchos Tefillah. So we discussed the paragraph of Yigdal. There are 13 lines in Yigdal, and they are patterned after the 13 animamin. The 13 animamin are patterned after the Rambam's Yud Gimel Ikrim, the 13 principles of faith that a person must believe in to be a frum yid. And in the third line of Yigdal, we say that I'm sure some of you will be familiar with that Kadosh Baruch Hu ein loy demus haguf. The Einoi Guf, that Hashem does not have a Dmus HaGuf, the form of a physical body, the Einoi Guf, and he is not a physical body. And then the continues, V'leinayr Chalav Kedusha say. So what does that mean, that Hashem, it seems like a double expression. Ein loy Dmus HaGuf, he doesn't have the form of a Guf, the Einoi Guf, and he is not a Guf. So some of Farshim explain, some commentaries explain, and I noticed that in the English Art Scroll Siddur, they say that this is the simple explanation, that what it means is like this. Ein loy demus haguf, Hashem does not have a guf, Hashem does not have a body, ve'einoy guf, and an einoy guf is referring to a malach. So ein loy, Hashem doesn't have a demus haguf, and he doesn't even have the demus, the form of an einoy guf, which means that Hashem doesn't have a form of a person, and he doesn't even have the form of an angel. And whatever the form of an angel is, as far as the feet with no knees and the feet are together, and whatever an angel looks with wings and things like that, you can look in the first few Prakim of Yecheskel to get, if you're curious more about angels. But Hashem doesn't even have that. Hashem doesn't have a body, and he doesn't even have an einoy guf, meaning ein loy demus haguf, and he doesn't have a demus of an einoy guf, someone who doesn't have a physical body, which is a malach. And that is something that there's different levels. There's a person, then the level above that is an angel, and the level above that is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem doesn't even have a body whatsoever, even like an angel, and that means that he's on the highest madrega, the malachim are not on the same level as a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is above all of the malachim as well. And it's good to know the taich when we say Yigdal, just to know the simple explanation, or whether that is the simple explanation, to have that in mind, and definitely, as we've mentioned many times before, to have all the proper kavanas and davening, which means to know the translations of each and every word, and through that, Bez Hashem, all of our tefillos should be accepted. Okay, everybody should have a good night.